I'm at Truro School and it's been the business breakfast for February. And one of the conversations that is often had in Cornwall is the necessity to create the skills we need for the business infrastructure in Cornwall within Cornwall and bring on youngsters to be able to service all those different areas of business that need to generate the money that we all need. And obviously here at Truro School, I've got Andrew Gordon-Brown, the headmaster here. Just tell me about your thoughts on generating those skills within Cornwall.
I've been at Truro School now for just over 2 years, and through my involvement with the Chamber of Commerce, through the also through the Large Enterprise Action Group that I'm a member of, it's really clear to me that some of the larger employers in the county are crying out for skills for young people from Cornwall with the enterprise skills to come in and make an impact in their business. And as a private school in Cornwall, we're both a school and a business, but we're very much in the business of producing people who are going to be able to make a contribution to the Cornish economy.
So what sort of things are going on here to play that role?
Well, you know, one of the axioms, I think, of a good education is that the boys and girls who come to Truro School learn as much outside of the classroom as they do in it. And that's not because our teachers aren't any good. Our teachers are excellent. But actually, if you think about what businesses and organizations in Cornwall are looking for, they're looking for young people who can work in teams. They're looking for people who have creativity, who are innovative. They're looking for people with a really good work ethic who will come in and not clock watch unduly. And I think it's outside of the classroom that some of those skills are developed, on the games pitch, in the orchestra, on the stage, in the theatre, tramping on Bodmin Moor with a compass in your hand, trying to lead a team of teenagers, your peers. Those are where those sorts of life skills are developed that are so important.
We often hear about other more specific skills that are needed within Cornwall and within the UK as a whole, such as programming. What's your thoughts on those sort of skills?
Well, I think if you read Cornwall's economic development plan and some of those signature industries that are going to be areas of focus, it's really important that the schools actually have a sight line to those and plug into those. So we, one of the first appointments I made when I came to Truro School was a new director of digital strategy. And he's someone on my senior leadership team moving our strategy forward in that area. So we do offer computer science as a GCSE. That's being introduced as a new qualification for September. We also have a very sort of vibrant and active coding club, which is a co-curricular activity after school that many pupils are involved in. That's just a couple of examples of where we're headed.
What about getting other parts of the community and other schools and other institutions around Cornwall to play their part as well to a higher degree?
That's a really good question, Matthew. There are a number of initiatives going on where we're partnering with local schools in the maintained sector to really good end. So our prep school, for example, over at Trelisk, they've managed to raise some funding, and they've pulled together a partnership of local primary schools specifically to improve digital literacy. So that's happening at a grassroots level as a collaboration between schools in Truro. That's an example of what's going on. We've, at the senior school, we've managed to get £5,000 of funding from the Ogden Trust, and we've pulled together a partnership of local secondary schools, and the idea behind that is to promote the studying and teaching of physics, which is obviously something which is pretty key to the Cornwall economic strategy going forward.
And collaboration, that's just a great example of the collaboration that you are doing with other schools, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in South Africa, as you can probably tell. I went to a government school, and to me, the ideological differences between independent education and state education need to be pushed aside in the interest of kind of good common sense. And I think a key part of our strategy is to be seen as a generous and responsible member of the Cornish community.